Welcome to Us and My Mice. Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, thank you so much. That's Princess Ariana, who's singing to us. She is such joy, she's such a sweetheart. And she's the daughter of Mary Stanley, one of the board members of the Hope Collection, which today's show of the Optimize Your Life through the members and friends of the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society. We meet each Friday at noon Eastern Time to take time to reflect on the great things that are going on, that have gone on. And we also, this is really, we label it the Captain Len Kane Day. For those of you who are new to the collection and listening to this show, we are actually operating on several platforms, broadcasting. We are a state radio broadcasting station. Our show is called Optimize Your Life. It is sponsored by an organization called the Hope Collection, a 501c3 nonprofit originated and founded by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife over 20 years ago now. The show has been developing and promoting programs to help improve and make this a better world. And we lost Joel last spring to cancer. We miss him dearly, but he's here. He's part of all of us and what we do here at Hope Collection. And during that time in the development of the Hope Collection, we joined hands, hearts, and souls with a dear friend of ours who founded the Golden Rule Society, which is another 501c3 organization, and teamed up together. We are covering this country, providing services, programs, benefits for individuals. In our case, from the Hope Collection, we have 8 pillars we operate under. One is called faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy, with Captain Len Gain and the Golden Rule Society. Well, doesn't that say it all? And he has aligned himself with the organization with a number of companies and organizations we'll talk about today. But we honor him. We honor him because 5 times he's been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. He also was designated the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award last year. And we are just so honored and humbled that we have such a great friend whose stature, not only he lives in San Diego, and if you went to San Diego, there's streets named after him. They've had ceremonies and programs. I know he's an honorary member of the Midway, USS Midway class, the world class aircraft carrier museum. He's recognized wherever he goes. My wife and I joined, he and his wife Ann, for over a weekend 2 years ago. We were down at Coronado, and we went out to dinner, and he couldn't walk down the street. Everywhere he went, it's either people saluted him or says stop to say hello, and they, you know, welcome him. We went down to the Navy base. They just salute. We walked in, and we're tourists. Walked up to the gate, and I will tell you, there's a Navy ship that just arrived from Korea, the USS Nimitz. It was in port for refitting and going back out to the ocean to protect us. And the guards, they knew Len. We drove up. They saluted him and welcomed us. They looked us over and everything, and they looked at him. It was like, well, good to see you, Captain Len. So he is just, he's not just the notoriety. He is respected so well in so many corners of the world. And on Fridays, we get to chat, and you can talk to him and introduce yourself to him. He'll share some things from his heart today. And it's always a it's just a complete treat. It's a just a blessing when Len comes and joins us. And Len, I welcome you to the show this morning. Good to see you. Hope things are well on the West Coast.
Well, God bless you, my friend, dear brother Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the words of a wonderful senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. And he's one of 24 people who are just volunteering their time and their talent in helping to make it a better world. And the first thing I usually say when I come on board is, welcome aboard to the show. Now watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs. They say, how can we watch his lips? We're on a radio show. And I said, well, I was a success because I got your attention. Now, the point is, watch my lips, which means don't have anything to do with the fact that we do not charge anything. Everything that we have on the program from the Golden Rule Society, it's free. And some things are better than free. So I'm not selling anything. So kind of relax and enjoy. And what I'd like for you to do is get organized with a pencil and a paper, ready to copy down some wonderful opportunities and wonderful things that you can see, visit, and share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity. And you'll be the hero, if you will, because most everybody saves money on the deal, and that's the nice part about it, plus the educational, the motivational, the inspirational teachings that we have. And I've had people tell me, Len, what you do when you share this, the people get the information from some of the most successful people in the world. So logically, if you follow those good guidance and the good ideas, you're going to be more successful in your life. Now, that's why we're here. We're here to serve. And I must tell you this because Ron kind of puts me up to it. I want to let you know that on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2021, what we did was on the Golden Rule Society, we launched the International Kindness Campaign. And everybody said, what's that all about? Well, here it is. With kindness, love, and hope in your heart, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that is very simply living the good Lord's most powerful good guidance when he said, share the love that I give you with others. How simple is that, but how powerful and how wonderful it is. And people also say, Len, how did you get involved in this kindness campaign? Well, I love to tell the story because it's a soft spot in my heart. When I graduated high school many years ago, the day after that, I was heading off to join the Navy, packing my bags, and my mother stood there and watched me and helped out and all that good stuff. And she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, and whoever you meet, be kind. And you know, those two words, be kind, they're in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, all the time. So no surprise that I have this International Kindness Campaign. And it's being shared with people from 73 different countries. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? And what we do is we share with one another. And those of you who join our Golden Rule Society, it's free, of course. And you can come on board. And what we'll do is we'll share all the good things that are happening on a day-to-day basis. I've got so many good stories to tell. And there's an old joke that I have that people tell me, Len, you were over a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, by golly. Tell us about this and that and the other. And I said, well, because they say you probably have a lot of good stories to tell about aviation and flying airplanes and in combat and all that. I said, well, it's true. I do have a lot of good stories about aviation, and some of them are true. And, of course, everybody laughs because why not? A little levity goes a long way, and we might as well be enjoying life. And that's where we are. We come and we go. But that's the nice part about it. And I have a number of opportunities for you, good guidance, good gifts, and I want you to be able to copy them, write them down, and share again, because that's what it's all about. We're on this earth to help make it a better world by simply being kind with others. And Ron, you are just a wonderful host. You always give me the chance and the opportunity to get started, kicking it off the program. And what I'd like to do, because it's been about 10 minutes or so I'd like to take a sip of my coffee. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, and I'm here standing by, ready to go, and whenever you say. Welcome aboard.
Well, wonderful. Well, we are now officially launched because we're able to share today. And, boy, oh, boy, it's really great to hear you, Len. And, you know, there's so many things. Just a few minutes, you were covering what the Golden Rule Society is doing. And coming back to the kindness campaign, what I'm most excited about is one of the things that Mary Stanley, our board member for the Hope Collection, that you work with us on, is it's her daughter that sings to us every day when we open the show. She wrote that song and sings that song, and her name is Ariana, and she is she's a special girl, but she's talented. She's loving. She's got a brother, David, and they get together and they create things all the time, and they love to do little shows and things. And she shows off her talent. I mentioned to you that Mary is a certified life coach and trained consultant for helping people that have children with special needs, that are special needs children. And in the households around the country, I just want to say it's prolific that there are homes where there are everywhere in the country there are children that, especially after COVID, kids are all special needs. They need special attention. And Mary is just an expert at that and has a business that does that. But then she's come on board the Hope Collection, and she's taken her knowledge in the internet world and websites, and she's helped launch the show, which was a fledgling show with a couple people on it, to going worldwide because we're on many platforms. So you could be listening today anywhere in the world. And if you come on board, if you dial into the show, there's a number that you can call in on your cell phone or home, 714-816-4686. And that allows you to come on to it. And we have a dashboard, and you can speak, and I can open your microphone. If you're just listening in, we want to encourage you to, number one, go to the website, thehopecollection.com. And there's a place, as you look over it, you'll get a video with Lisa sharing, describing what the Hope Collection is all about. But you can register, and shortly you will receive a video from me welcoming you to the Hope Collection and encourage you how to take advantage of more things. Coming back to what Mary's done, her daughter came up with the idea, which was cool. Why can't we have a kindness club for kids? And so Len Kane and Mary and Ariana have gotten together. I've got a whole package here that you can, we have a kit that you and your family can take for yourselves, and you can take it to your local school or Sunday school and create a kindness club in those areas, and we have all the information for you to do that. Mary will maybe talk about that later. But I want you to know that we're proactive in making and turning this country and bringing hope and caring and respect and love, the Golden Rule. And we're talking about, and what we do today was a special tribute to talk about that. So if you're on board, you call in and you'd like to chat today, we'd like to recognize you and say hello. Mary, I noticed that you have come on board. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Much better today. I've taken the medications that my doctor prescribed so that I can get rid of this, I call it the buffalo ick. But it was pretty serious what was I was dealing with. And now by going to the doctor, it's like if you have children where you have a situation in your household and you want to solve it, you've got to go to someone who has expertise. And so I didn't go to my mechanic that works on my car. I didn't go to the grocer. I didn't go to my neighbor. I went to the doctor. And so what we love about the fact that you are a resource. You are a registered resource to be able to help people. And you talk about that. You actually oversee a couple of our daily shows at noon on the blog radio show. The name of the show, if you look at this up, is called Optimize Your Life. And so we encourage people to call in during the Monday through Friday. And we have different shows. On Tuesday, we call it Travel Tuesday. And Rick Reese, the founder of the, he's a treasurer of the Hope Collection. He's also a board member and heads up our area of faith on our pillar. And he runs an organization called Marketplace Ministries. So we have a lot of strong support in what we provide. But what we want to do is find out about you. So, Mayor, I interrupted you, so I want to say hello again, and I'm going to shut up.
Oh, so there's so many great things coming up in the line with the radio show, but also with the Hope Collection. Coming this summer, I will be hosting a bunch of webinars, seminars, different things for you to come learn about how to open the communication with your families, how to work with your kids, things that you're struggling on. And a lot of them will be free or low in cost, depending on how many people we get. Basically, a lot of different things that you hear during the radio show will be covered more in depth.
That's magnificent. And that's an encouragement. We love to be an encouragement. You know, we have a program, Mary, that for everybody and anybody that becomes a member of the Hope Collection, you sign up. We like to say you're an agent of hope, and we love to have agents of hope. And it's free, and there's no contract, but it opens the world of the Hope Collection and all the various services that are available to people. One of the programs we have, it really comes from our Coach's Corner, and that's called Book of the Month Club. Standing order. And every month we get a new book that's been vetted. We have a group of multi-millionaires who are faith-based people who have been successful in business, and not just have been successful in business, like they're successful in business that operate with people. And so they're vetted in the area of discerning what's good for people. They're people of faith. So you always know that whatever book we're promoting has nothing to do with anything that's contrary to the Bible. So that's a pretty solid ground that you work from. But like today's book that came this month, I just got it yesterday in the mail, it's called The Self-Aware Leader. It's all about, and it's written by a guy, a great author and pastor. His name, and I know him personally, his name is John C. Maxwell, Dr. Maxwell. And he's from California originally, and he travels the world, and he talks to groups and talks about what he writes about. But this one is Plan Your Strengths and Unleash Your Team. It's about empowering and helping people grow. And it's a little book. It's like 6 inches, 8 inches tall, about 5 inches wide. And the topics in this book are just incredible. I just started reading it. But this book, you know, I got it because I joined the Standing Order program. And it's a hardbound book. So it's not just, sometimes we get paperbacks. But, you know, it costs me about $50 a month to get a book. And every book is about self-improvement and helping others. And so anybody who becomes a Hope Collection member agent, you can register for being on the Book of the Month Club, standing order. You give Artis Griffin or her husband Joel, founder of the organization, and created this. So I recommend it highly because it can help you improve yourself magnificently. So that's pretty cool.
Question for you, Ron. Is Gavin's book on that list yet? Is Gavin's book on that list yet?
It has to be submitted to the committee. So we'll be having that done, of course.
Because Gavin's book should be on that list.
Well, certainly. Well, it only gets on that book when it's been vetted. I might like it, and you may like it, but these people have been vetting books for 20 years. This is not something that Joel Griffin invented this program. When we get started, when we have various businesses that we have, that we own, and understand each one of them, in every business, I recommend people that decide to join organizations. I encourage them to take advantage of doing this. The first book I ever got from the Standing Order Group is a book called The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David Schwartz. It's a classic. Joel had a copy of that he read every year. And he carried a copy of it. If you saw the book, it's the lines that he had written in on the different pages of the highlighting information that makes a difference and help. And the first thing that it addresses is about how do you think? How big do you think? And really that has a lot to do with how you think about yourself. And so there's all kinds of help things in that book. Now, you know, The Magic of Thinking Big is one of the best ones. Another one is Building People Around You, and that's a book by John Maxwell. So there's many, many, many more. I remember one of the early books I received was a book by Reverend Robert Schuller. Remember him? He built the Crystal Cathedral, had a ministry. He was on television for 30 years. He passed away. His son is now on TV, cable TV also now. But anyways, he wrote a book. He wrote many books, but the one book that I remember getting was called Self-Love. A paperback book, it's got an orange cover on it. To this day, I still buy copies of that book and hand it out to people because I find in most instances, I think you would concur with me, Mary, most people don't have much of a self-love. They have love of themselves, but not in the sense of understanding, appreciating, and respecting the creation that they are. And Robert Schuller does an outstanding job in this book. And, you know, he went to having his first church was actually, there was no churches available when he became a pastor. He went to Garden Grove. There weren't any buildings in the church, but there was a drive-in theater. And so he started Sunday morning churches, and what happened is the people could come to church in their car. And he grew, became the biggest church in Anaheim. And people came in the world, and the greatest thing that he had was people come in their cars and listen to be a part and participate in church. Many of them were handicapped and couldn't get out of their cars. So his church grew because there was a whole segment of the population that couldn't go to church. That was before we had the internet. Well, that's how Robert Schuller built his church. And so Self-Love is the second book next to The Magic of Thinking Big. Self-Love is the second most book that I pass out to people. And then there's many, many, many more. And so we're proud to have that as a tool to help people. And you can take advantage of that anytime. I see Country Boy has joined us. Good morning, Country Boy.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. How the world are you?
I'm just doing fabulous. Thank you.
I was just sitting thinking, Ron, while you was talking, there's a whole lot. You hear me mention cliches a lot. Some of them are true, and some of them couldn't be farther from the truth. But they always used to tell me growing up, one's worst enemy is one's self. I wrote it on the inside of my composition, my notebook, my permanent notebook, the hardcover one, as you say, Ron. And it says, one's worst enemy is oneself. Watch this, Ron. If there is no enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, if there is no enemy, N-I-N-M-E, if there is no enemy in me, the enemy outside of me can do me no harm. So if we lie to ourselves, believe it or not, you're probably the only one that knows. You tell yourself you're going to buy that new Bentley. You told yourself that when you were 12. Now you're 78 and you still ain't got your Bentley yet. You lied to yourself because no one knows you better than you. But that's why Mary's starting to work with everybody now. I hate to use this word on open air. It's called self. Not selfish, you guys. Self-motivation. You know what I'm saying? When one has to work on one's life, you have to be self-motivated. If you don't care about you, then no one else will. And I coached to a shop in a hurry about two shows ago. I had a question, but I didn't hear nobody answer me. What are you saying to you about you? Can you do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Are you a blessing to be a blessing? What are you saying to you about you?
Well, we're just so excited because you share so many tidbits and golden nuggets, country boy. And, you know, speaking of golden nuggets, we've got the Golden Rule founder, Len Cain. He just had his cup of coffee, and he's rip-roaring, ready to go. He's ready. He's in the starting blocks, and he's off for another race here today to show us how you can be a blessing, like you just said, country boy. And Len Cain, you exemplify being a blessing to others. Hello, Len.
Oh, nice to be back with you, my friend, and welcome aboard there, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Country Boy is his nickname, and what an appropriate name. He's just from the country, sharing with others, and he's always sharing to help make it a better world for everybody. God bless you, Brad Dorsey. Keep up your good work, and we'll keep working on it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brad Dorsey is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. So when we get good words, we put them together, and many of them come from Mr. Brad Dorsey. God bless.
Well,
keep up the good work. And ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to tell you about some of the things that I mentioned earlier. These are the items that are going to help make it a better world, starting with you. And that's your most important. But by taking the benefits and using them, your own self, you're going to help make it a better world for everybody, especially yourself. And that's why we're here, to serve. So anyway, I'd ask if you had your paper, the pencil, or whatever you have, because I want you to take that some of this information that I'm going to share with you that's going to help make it a better world and a better life for you and yours. So please share this information with your family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities, because our gifts and blessings are for you and yours. Mostly all are free, and some are better than free. And I hear a little beeping in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening, would you mind putting your telephone on mute? So we don't hear the doggies and cats and people to bark and all that sort of stuff. So everybody can enjoy listening and hearing the words, please and thank you. So number one on the good list that you're going to put together, it's money-saving discounts and money-making opportunities. So the first one, and I should premise it with this. I mentioned I was a Navy fighter pilot for more than a quarter of a century. And after I did finish that, I became an airline captain for another 25, 26 years. So the opportunities we have, the first one we put together is could be a smart traveler. And I'll start it off with an example. A friend of ours in San Diego needed to go on a business trip to New York City, round trip, and he and his wife went to New York, and they came back to San Diego. And the cost for them was, round numbers now, $1,000. But when they told him that was $1,000, he says, well, look, I'm with the Golden Rule Society's money-saving program, the Smart Traveler. He said, okay, only $500. He saved $500 on a one flight, back and forth, two flights actually, back and forth to New York. And it doesn't expire. Your membership will go on, and you get discounts, savings, up to 85% of the time. And I always put in here, don't try to get a big discount on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or any of those busy, busy days, because the airlines, they want to fill all the seats. So you don't try to travel on those busy, busy days because there are no discounts because all the seats are taken. So keep that in mind. But be a smart traveler, for crying out loud. Now, not only for flying in the airplanes, but for on land and on sea, you can get a bus, a train. You can get riding wherever and however, but that's on the land. And you can get sea travel. Everybody likes to go on a ship. Boy, those are really great fun times. Beautiful ships, and off they go. And you get a discount just by saying, here I am. I'm a member of Golden Rule Society, smart traveler, and you get the discount. What's wrong with that? And you can tell your family and your friends and your neighbors, your church and your charity. I keep reminding you about that. So that's what you get. So how do you get these things? All right, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the website that you go to get these benefits. And you know how it goes. It always starts with www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spaces in between. www.goldenrulesociety.org. That means it's a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation founded here in California. But we're not only in California, we're nationwide, and it's effectively charity worldwide. And that's the nice part about it. That's what you're doing. And by the way, when I put this thing together over 50 years ago, half a century, we're all non-paid volunteers. So I'm not trying to make any money on this deal. We do accept donations, but usually what we give. We have to pay the electricity and those sort of bills, but the rest goes to other charities that are needing the money. But anyway, that's what we're doing. So that's the one thing you want. Be a smart traveler. And you'll see it right there. There are a whole bunch of opportunities. And I might as well hit the second one. This is Hope for You. Now, you're talking and listening to the voice of Mr. Ron Clayton, who happens to be the president of the Hope Collection, put together by Mr. wonderful gentleman. Small world that it is. I was a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Mr. Ron Clayton, we worked for Joel Griffin, who was a brilliant man, who was a senior advisor to three of our presidents. That's the kind of guy he was. Wonderful man. Big, tall, handsome, great personality, good sense of humor, all that good stuff. But he was He went to the same college that my high school football coach went to. Small world. But then I didn't meet. Joel Gripping turned 30, 40 years later. But what a wonderful guy. But anyway, the point is, I'm talking about, you'll see on the site, goldenrulesociety.org, you're going to see hope for you. The president now, Mr. Ron Clayton, these are the opportunities for enhancement and betterment for you, and there are opportunities galore. And he keeps offering these opportunities again and again to make it a better world for you and for everybody. That's the nice part of it. So those, I'm just giving you two, and three is my favorite number, so I'm going to give you the third one. This is success for you. And I told you three is my favorite number, and the other two, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So you know how that goes. But success for you, this is the one that's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building. And that's what you need to do. And you just follow the good guidance. So you got travel savings. You got the hope for you, opportunities there to make it a better world for you and others, and success for you. This is down on doing the educational and the motivational, and think, hey, I got one shot at life here, so let's make it the best. So those three. And they're available, and there are other items on the website, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But you need to go talk to all of them. And here's one that I particularly like to talk about, and I'm holding it in my hand. It's called a lucky buck. Now everybody says, what is a lucky buck? Well, it's the exact size of a dollar bill. And on one side, it's printed, it's an action plan for business. Wow. And this is something you carry in your wallet, and every time you have a free moment or so, you pick it out, put it out of your wallet, and you read all the action plan for business. And these are the good words of guidance to make it a better world for you. Now, here's the other one. On the other side of this lucky buck provided by the Golden Rule Society, it's an action plan for living. And these are the good things that you ought to be doing for yourself and your family, your friends, your neighbors, whoever. And we offer these. So what you do, if you want one, you simply send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Golden Rule Society. And it's easy. P.O. Box 711. That's easy to remember, right? And that's in Coronado, California. 92118-711. Simple as that. And what I'll do when you send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, what I'll do is I'll simply slip in there one of the action plan for living, action plan for business, the lucky buck, and I'll send it back to you. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you just want us to make a donation. Look, if you want to make a donation, that's fine, because that helps us pay for the printing. Because like I say, we're non-paid volunteers. But the point is, you're going to have a lucky buck from the Golden Rule Society that's going to make a life better for you and your kids, your family, your friends, your neighbors, whoever. And you have membership in the Golden Rule Society, come on board. It's free. And what you do is you just are notified with the different opportunities that have come to you and yours. Wow. You say, well, how do you do that? Well, we've been doing it for, like I say, over a half of a century. We put the Golden Rule Society together in the latter part of June in 1972. Wow. Where does the time go? So, Ron, what I'm going to do is take another sip of coffee, and turn it back over to you, and I'm ready for a few more items to talk to people about, to offer them the good things that are going to help make it a better life for themselves and make them more successful. Back over to you, Ron. God bless. Thank you kindly.
Well, thanks, Len. And what I'd like to do is carry on with another area that you brought to the Hope Collection, its members, and the Golden Rule Society members, and actually to the world. But I'd like to back up a little bit. When you talk about the Golden Rule Bucks that you send out or have available, I would like to endorse that program, and I do. I've got three of them right next to my desk. I've got three of them. I just keep them around because I hand them out to people. What I'd like to tell you, I mentioned about the Book of the Month Club that I belong to, and I've been able to have access to hundreds and hundreds of books over the years and read them and have helped improve our life. In my business career, we helped to build a company from $79,000 to $27 million in 3 years. And I would tell you categorically, I was able to do that because of what I learned from this Book of the Month Club. Now, the reason I say that is because, in a sense, what the Golden Rule Society is doing is they have taken all the books that I've read and others, and they had combined it to, and they kind of whittled it down, they strained it down, and it is the core. If you want to have a successful business, or you'd like to have a successful life, a successful family, successful organization you belong to, if you follow the outline guides by the Golden Rule Society Buck, you will have a better life, and you will make it a better life for all those around you. I thoroughly, thoroughly endorse that program and encourage everybody to go online and take advantage. And which is so great about that, to talk about it. Now, one other area that Len Kane is instrumental in making available to every one of us, both who are members of the Hope Collection or Golden Rule Society, or are listening in and want to find out about outline, a program, a company that's available to us to improve our life. And the name of this company is called Intiva Health, I-N-T-I-V-A, Intiva Health. They're out of Houston, and Len will come out and tell you a little about the history about the company, but I want you to know the roots of it are in fundamental, principled, God-centered building blocks. And today they have been recognized by all their peers in the health business in the world. And they were voted, elected to be number one, most supportive in the health industry. I think that's a pretty good accolade. But more importantly, what they've done is they have developed some very unique health service programs for individuals, families, in companies. I'll start out with one that I found most exciting. They have a test kit, a genetics test kit. You can take, you order it, and you can send it into your health company, your medical insurance. They can cover the cost of this test. It's a genetic test, the swab, and you swab it around, put the kit in, put it in a mail and envelope, send it back to Intiva. They run a series of genetic tests that when it's done, they have a report that you give to your doctor. And it will specifically tell your doctor what medications you should not give to you, what medications will be contrary to help you, and medicines that, when if they got together, would be bad for you. More people, it's a real, they don't talk about it. Nobody talks about it. But hospitals constantly are dealing with patients who are having adverse reactions to medications because they don't know what you're taking when you get there. You say, well, I told them when I don't know. If you came in an emergency, they don't know what you're taking. So I'm just telling you, Intiva can give you life-saving information for your doctor in your medical folder so that you're protected That's one service. This week, there was a grand announcement. Anybody ever heard of Whole Foods or Rite Aid drugstores? Those are two of the biggest companies in the market in the United States. Well, right now, they are under contract with Inteva for all their gummy bear pharmaceuticals, vitamins, and health products that use gummy bear bases. Inteva is the largest manufacturer of organic prescription-grade gummies that the different companies can put their vitamins into it. They can put their pharmaceuticals, drugs, so that you can take these products and you can get them, and you will get them from Rite Aid and Whole Foods. That's a multi-million dollar contract. That's one product that they manufacture exclusively. So, guys, that's the kind of things that Inteva Health has been involved with. Len, you want to tell a little bit more about Inteva Health?
Oh, I'd be honored to do that, because that's one of the highlights of what we offer people. As a simple example, ladies and gentlemen, Inteva Health, the Inteva is an acronym, informational technology, video, all that. But it was put together by a gentleman. He was a wounded combat marine who was discharged because of the combat injuries that he had. And he was going to school back to college in Texas. His name is Alexander Candelario. And while he was going to school, a pretty sharp, smart guy, and he put together this little program, and he named it Inteva Health. And what happened was it became a business. And what it is it was elected 2 years ago as the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry, not just the U.S. of A., but anywhere in the world. That's the beauty of it. And doctors and scientists and nurses and even civilians, people like you and I, we can just log on. You go to the Golden Rule Society website and click on Inteva Health. A world leader, my golly. And I just use this as a simple example. It was a friend he had a little glitch in the get-along. He wasn't feeling too well, and his doctor was saying, well, I'm not quite sure what you got there. And Vince says, so there he was in pain. And I said, give it a shot. So he went to Inteva Health on the website, and he mentioned to people, he says, I've got this glitch in the get-along, and the doctor doesn't know anything that what he can help me. Oh, and the people say, well, why don't you try this? I've always tried it. They got the next thing, you know, he said, they took away the pain that I was having because of instead of the AYABC pill, I took the XYZ pill, and it really worked. And they're very happy. Here's another example. I'm going to say, I've got the cure to cancer. I'm really almost there. So he joins the group, and what they say is, hey, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, because that has been tried so many times. And the one part about it is the synergistic aspect of it. People are together there working together to solve the problem, not just one guy here, one lady over there trying to do. They're working together. That's the synergy of it. And they're going to find a cure to cancer faster than if you just let individuals here, there, and everywhere work on it one by one. Teamwork, and there it is for you. That's Inteva Health, and you got to go to it, because here's the attitude that Mr. Alexander Candelario takes. He says, we don't want to be considered number one in the world supporting. He says, we want to be considered as one of the leading people in the organization helping to make it a better world. So it's not a competitive type of a situation. It's a synergistic, again, working together. Teamwork, that's what it's all about. and they're going to find a cure for cancer a lot sooner with that attitude and approach. That's the way it goes. Intiva Health, what a marvelous organization. And I just don't want to stop that because I have something that follows that. This is another one. It's called prescription discounts. And what does that mean? That means the doctor gives you a piece of paper, and you say, oh, I got to go get this medicine at the drugstore. So he goes there and says, well, here it is. And they say, oh, yes, this is $100. Round numbers, of course. And he says, well, I'm part of this organization. They got the prescription discounts for the Golden Rule Society. He said, oh, it's only $50 then. That's, hey, and it doesn't expire. And that's the nice part about it. You find somebody that's going to be part of the prescription discount program, and you're saving money. And what does it take? All you need, just to be courteous and kind. And I have one more to talk about, but I don't want to let it go. But one of the programs we have, it's called Your Video Emails. And anybody you talk to these days, everybody emails one another. And that's very nice. But the thing is, you get the email, you send it out, and people have to read it, this and that and the other. And then the other one is called... Somebody's trying to call me on the other phone. But anyway, the point is, the opportunity is you can, and there is a fee for this, but it is reasonable because I use it all the time with the Golden Rule Society charity. I just don't send you an email. I'll send you a video. And it's me talking to you. So you see the face, you see the smile, you see the personality, and saying, do this, don't do that. Do this over here, don't do this, and don't waste your time, don't hurt yourself. And that's the communication that you're doing. You're seeing it coming through. Wow, you feel it. Because the old saying if you see somebody, that's really great. But if you just try to read them, the personality doesn't come through. So that's what you want to see, your personality. If you're talking to a prospect, if you're talking to a customer, you're talking to somebody that you really want to impress, they ought to be seeing you. And that's what they do when Len Kane sends an email to people about organizations that can better your life. And you say, now that makes sense. And it's better to see rather than just try to read what's going on. To listen to the motivational and the inspirational shows are going to be more effective with your customers, clients, prospects, whoever. So take a look at it. And that's the name of it is Your Video Email. And they're very reasonable to talk and do them. All you need is a little video that you just clip on your computer, and you're looking good. Everybody says so, and on you go and off you go to a better life. And Ron, I think what I'm going to do now is, because I'm getting my voice is changing, maybe I'm getting older at that time, but I'm going to turn it back over to you with them. Thanks a thousand for the opportunity to talk to all these wonderful people listening to the show. And please, ladies and gentlemen, you can stay with us. Because the show is on not only just once a week, I do the Friday shows, but there's a show on Saturday, nothing on Sunday, and it's on Monday at the same time, at high noon on the East Coast. And you have it, how to get there, share it with others, and you find out it's just going to be more successful for you, and everybody's going to appreciate the fact that you're sharing it with them. God bless, and I'll say thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. And Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir. God bless.
Well, thank you so much, Len. And we do salute you and appreciate again that you're so right. You're so consistent in helping us. And, you know, consistency is important for all of us. And the lesson that we can learn from Len King, not only was he a pilot, he flew planes, you know, speed of sound, you know, going faster than the speed of sound on airplanes, jet fighters, in formation. In fact, he ran a squadron, I think it was the 305th Squadron on the West Coast, and they did precision flying, and they had contests to see who's the best. Of course, that's part of how he became the Top Gun. But that's a title that he received, West Coast, East Coast, and then the whole, he was the Top Gun of everybody. And then I found out the other day that the Air Force since has started a program, and now they got a Top Gun. So I got Len connected with the Air Force Top Gun guy. That was about the time that he was flying. But the key here is that to do that, these guys are flying. You have to be consistent in your control and in your doing what you're doing. And you have to be reliable. And when you learn to be those things, you can achieve so many things that seem hard. But they're not when you do those things. And Len Kane is an expert at doing that. Can you imagine flying a jet plane at the speed of sound 12 inches away from the plane right next to you? 12 inches away from the plane in back front of you and 12 inches behind you, and you're going at 700-800 miles an hour, and then you're in control of that, you got the stick. The wrong move, boom, you're all going to blow them up. See, Len learned to do that in his youth and then as an adult, and he did it in his life, and then he went on to be, you'll be real happy, you know this, he was a commercial pilot working for National Airlines. And he ran and flew, for 25 years he flew passengers with the same kind of precision he did in the Air Force. Now, if you get on a plane, isn't he the kind of pilot you want to be in the cockpit with you? I'll tell you what, that's all I want to find out. If the person, I usually like to get, and a lot of times I have the door closed now, but I love to meet the pilot. As we go to get on a plane, we're always early, so the door's usually open, and we can say hi and I can find out from them. I usually like to find out if they're a Navy pilot or not. And one thing that's unique, and I tease Len about this all the time, if you have a Navy pilot landing your commercial airplane, when you hit the ground hard, understand this, that's because they used to land on flat tops. It's an aircraft carrier. And when they put a plane down, bam, they slam it right onto that deck because they don't want to keep going. They want to make sure they catch the hook. And so Navy pilots don't put the plane down gentle. They put them, you know you've landed if you got a Navy pilot in the cockpit. So I like to tease Len about that whenever I can. Folks, our show is running out of time today. I want to make sure everybody has a blessed weekend, that they make someone's life better. Give someone a smile when you're in the store or walking down the aisle, whatever you're doing. But let's pass some more kindness along. If you have children, make sure you teach them to be and do deal kindness. And you want to really find out about kindness, go on the show. Go on the Optimize My Life show and find out about it. Go on the Golden Rule Society and find out all about it. Country Boy, you want to close us out?
Well, while you're talking, the only real quick note I'd like for people to take with them is the only thing that has never, ever, ever failed in life is consistency and persistency. And that's what you kept saying. I've only heard you say five times today, Lynn, that's what we love about you. Lynn, that's what we love about you. You fought the war and came home and landed your plane and went right back into the battlefield, making and spreading kindness across America. He's the best in the world because he never quit. And every day that you try again, I tell the kids that I work with, practice. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better or whatever it is that you do. So we want you guys to come out and start practicing. Do unto others before they do unto you. Give some love. Give some hope. Give them some kindness. Smile in the world or smile back at you. So do unto others before they do unto you. Give some love, give some hope, give some kindness, and eventually they will come back, right back to you, and then we'll all be singing together. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
Guys, thank you. Thanks, Kendra Boy. God bless.
Beautiful, beautiful, Rod.
Have a great weekend.
Good show,
everybody.
Guys.
Love you.
Great
See
show,
you
Ronnie. Great show, Lynn.
Thank you, Robert. I just realized that you. I apologize. We didn't get you on sooner. This is the mighty
That's
Oak,
okay.
Vice President
That's
of the
okay.
Hope Collection. We want to make sure
I came on most
of the year, too.